Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today we're sitting down with Ted Hinckley and Lane Miller. We're going to be talking about price culture connections again, because this week, very big one, Waylon Willie and Cash, a tribute to the Highwaymen coming to you. And then we'll also be talking about last week's event, which was just a huge success. So thank you again for both coming in to talk with us.
Sure. Happy to be here. Happy to brag about last week, too. Do you want to get into that next?
Yeah, let's just jump right into that. So last week, not one, but two bands. And on top of all of that, fireworks.
I know. How about that?
That was just the perfect send off for the 4th of July. So let's talk about what you were seeing at the event.
We started off with about 300 people. And normally, a good crowd for international days is like 200. So we started off with 300, and then just as we went to the second group, we counted, and we had about 600 people there for the concert. I'm not sure we've had a bigger concert in Carbon County in a long time, and it was fun. The fireworks and good music and dancing, and it was just a blast.
Yeah, it was a great way to just get out there and really celebrate the community. That is what makes Price and Carbon County as a whole Carbon. You know, we just have a great community around here.
I agree. And it was, you know, it was one of those times when everybody felt happy. They were excited. I just don't know that we could do anything better. But maybe this week we'll do better.
And now let's move on to next week. Ted, you were very excited when we were talking a little bit beforehand about this band we have coming to town.
Well, yeah, we do have this band, so it's Waylon Willie and Cash. We keep saying the Highwaymen, but remember, the Highwaymen also had Kris Kristofferson, and there's no Kris Kristofferson, so it's more the career, you know, the stuff of Waylon Jennings, Willie Nelson, and Johnny Cash. And we got stars. I mean, you guys are going to, you know, we always talk about in show business, he has things you can't teach, right? And Zach Ryan, our Waylon Jennings guy, has a lot of stuff you can't teach. He is a showman. And so you're just going to, we got a pro band. Most of these guys kind of come out of Vegas. And they are great performers and great in, you know, they're being impersonators in this show. But what a book of music, Waylon Jennings, Willie Nelson, and Johnny Cash. It's just a great songbook, and it's super easy to sell because everyone knows those three guys, and it's going to be realized at a high level with great entertainment, and I think everybody's going to love this show. At the beginning of the season, Lane's like, okay, I'm looking for a special show one week. And I'm like, well, what about this? And we kind of put, we have great shows through the whole summer. And so we're not putting all our eggs in this basket, but our basket is full of eggs. That's all I'm saying. So,
and that's the way to do it.
You know, Ted, being involved with music in Carbon County for as many years as I've had, I can tell you, if you want to draw a crowd and make people happy in Carbon County, you do country western. And these guys are about as big as you can get.
Yeah, and they're doing a tribute to some of the best to ever do it in
Absolutely. That
genre.
Yeah.
Eddie Clendenning, our Johnny Cash, he's played Johnny Cash on Broadway. He does Johnny Cash a lot in Vegas. These guys are pros. They're not, you know, my uncle's cousin who, you know, sings Ring of Fire at a, you know, these are professional performers and top flight. They make their living performing, and, you know, they make their living. It's kind of funny. Our Cash guy, it's not too far to think also a top flight Vegas Elvis impersonator. When you think about the hair, the Johnny Cash hair, it's similar to the Elvis hair. So, but it's an exciting show. Great players. And it's just a great book of songs. I mean, there just aren't better songs than, you know, these songs. So
just a lot to be excited about for Culture Connections this week. Now, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
I just want to remind everybody, the music's going to be at Washington Park. Washington Park means lots and lots of shade. Stage is in a good spot for shade. We'll have some food trucks. As we've done this so far this summer, we've had lots of compliments from the entertainers who complimented us on our venue and the feeling that we get. So if you want to be entertained and have a great time and be comfortable, come to Washington Park.
And see a monster show. I mean, we stacked the deck this week. And so if people want to really enjoy what's happening at Culture Connection, come this week.
So like they've been saying, this is something you're not going to want to miss coming up. On this Thursday, July 11th, Waylon, Willie, and Cash starting at 7 p.m. in Washington Park. Again, that was Ted Hinckley and Lane Miller joining us on the call. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM or 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.